Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Robert Lighton back on the show. Robert's been a friend of our show now for over 15 years. He's been hanging out with us. He is one of the top economic thought leaders, and especially in the area of entrepreneurship. He's written so many books on the topic: better capitalism, good capitalism, bad capitalism, trillion-dollar economies, financial state. You're starting to see the picture, folks. He's a deep thinker, but he has the ability to convert those deep thoughts into things that regular folks like me can understand. And so I'm always happy to have him back on the show. Robert Lighton, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. Look forward to it.
It's good to have you back. I was telling the audience earlier that you and I first met in Washington, D.C. You and I were both at the U.S. Chamber Convention, their small business conference up there, and I was broadcasting from there. I don't know if you remember, but that was when we first met, and that was a good day. Hey, Robert, yesterday there was a shift in the force. There was a tear in the force, politically speaking. At the end of Super Tuesday, there was some major disruption happened. Tell us about it.
So I think there are going to be books in the future written about last week, because what we saw was probably one of the greatest political turnarounds and comebacks in American political history. And yeah. I date the turnaround in Joe Biden's campaign with first, his strong performance in the South Carolina debate, but what really propelled him was Jim Clyburn endorsing him. At that point, it basically made South Carolina an avalanche in favor of Biden. And what that did is that it made all those latent Biden nervous Nellies out there,
right,
people that like Biden personally but were scared that he didn't have enough to go after Trump, it completely flipped the switch.
Mm-hmm. Clyburn, the black representative of South Carolina, came out and made a full-throated endorsement of Biden, and that released those voters, so to speak, in South Carolina, not just to vote for him. He was probably going to win anyway, but he repudiated, right, basically everybody else. I mean, he very quickly had over 50% of the vote in South Carolina, and that created what they're now calling Joe Minim. And it carried him,
exactly,
into Super Tuesday, didn't it?
And it changed the candidate. You could see him on his acceptance speech in South,
yeah,
Carolina. I saw him last night. He's a new person. He, yeah, is back to the old Joe Biden the way he was 10 years ago.
So I want to talk about the old Joe Biden in a minute.
Completely changed him.
But let me ask you, where do you think this is? Now Sanders did not have a good night, but he didn't have a horrible night. He won some states. But he's still within striking distance from a delegate standpoint of Biden. This isn't in the bag for Biden yet.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the map, the electoral map now faces Biden. It basically helps Biden, because the states that we're now about to go into,
yeah,
you know, the Ohios, the Michigans, mm-hmm, the New Jerseys, et cetera.
That's middle America. That's not socialism America.
It's middle America. No, it's going to be big-time Biden victories, in my opinion. I think the race is now Biden's to lose.
I think you're exactly right, which brings me to my point. We often say that Trump is his own worst enemy, but we're going to, yep, if Biden is the nominee on the Democrat side, we're going to have two candidates that are their own worst enemy. What do you think?
Well, maybe. I mean Biden has to obviously stay on message, and Jim Clyburn changed his message, by the way. A lot of people, but
he's a gaffe machine.
That.
I mean, I'm not trying to be.
I know that.
He's awful.
True.
He's awful. Bless his heart. He's awful.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, if he sticks to the kind of speech that he gave the last two nights,
yeah,
those victory speeches,
yeah,
where he basically leads with the personal story, if he makes this campaign, which,
yeah,
I think he will, and Clyburn told him to do this, it's,
yeah,
clear, that basically make this campaign about personal decency and dignity and restoring dignity to the office of the presidency. At the end of the day, I think that's what most Americans want. That forget the platforms and forget all the policy papers, et cetera.
And he needs to stop talking. He needs to stop talking about climate change. I'm telling you, that's a loser for most, not for the kids, but for the other folks, it's a loser. But there are three things that are against Biden, in my opinion. Number one, Biden is his own worst enemy. Number two is the Obama years. That's not a good thing to run on. Number three is the economy, which I think will still be in good shape if we don't have a full-throated pandemic, which we'll talk about in a minute. I think those three things are against Biden. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I think the economy thing is going to be a lot weaker than what Trump counted on, and it's going to be due to the coronavirus. And again, I think even aside from the economy, I'm telling you, at the end of the day, we had one really good year. It was 20. It was after the tax cut in 2018.
Hold on to that thought, Rob. We're going to take a quick break. Do you think Biden can beat Trump?
Yes.
Okay, stand by. Here we go. We're going to talk about this some more with Robert Lighten after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.